from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Howdy, boy. How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
Living the American dream out there, doing what you possibly can to improve the world. Welcome on.
I think we can improve the world if everybody just kept their mouth shut.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That is definitely fair.
You know what I mean? Because I wonder if we're to the past the point of sitting at a table and kind of coming to solutions, because then the bigger issue is who gets credit.
Mm. Yeah,
right,
for sure.
It's a crazy thing.
Absolutely. Leroy, I know it's already in progress, so why don't you give us a golf leaderboard update for the Open Championship.
I'm sorry,
this update is brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Yesterday you had mentioned that it was brutal to start things off.
A little bit easier today.
Nice. So that's a good start.
Some guys making some moves. Hold on.
Last we had checked, a lot of people, though, were kind of tied up at, I think, under two. I think you had mentioned there was a couple people at under two.
Yeah, there was hold on. I got to reboot, refresh.
That's fair.
Because for some reason.
While Leroy does that, want to remind you guys.
All right, I got it.
Cool.
All right, we got some We got a couple of guys that are kind of getting away with it. Shane Lowry, who was leading yesterday, he's at 2 under today at 7 under. He's already won one of these. So,
okay.
He's think of what you've been seeing in golfers. Yeah. You know, the tall, slender, long, rangy type of guys that hit it a mile. Shane Lowry is a thickums.
Oh. Yeah. Is he Irish? He can play some golf. Is that, I see like weird. Yeah, he's from Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now. Oh, he's got a red beard.
Yeah, he's a thickums. And then we got Dane Brown, who he had the lead yesterday at 6 under.
Yeah.
Now he's at +1 at 5 under. Justin Rose, we're familiar with. He's 4 under. Scottie Scheffler, 3 under.
We got to watch that. That's who Dono has. I think Dono's got some money on Scottie.
Yeah. Let's get to the highest. Scottie Scheffler, Russell Henley is at -2. B. Horschel, as Solana would say.
Yeah, Billy.
Well, guess what ties Billy has down here?
What's that?
He went to Florida.
Oh, okay. So yeah. He's a Gator? So
he's a Gator.
Yeah, well, he's dead.
So he's he is at 3 under. And then you got a couple of guys at 1 under. Let's see. Xander Schauffele, he's at 1 under. He's +1 for the day. Patrick Cantlay's making a move. He's at 1 under for the tournament.
Even someone then, that's 1 under, what are the odds of them catching the guy who's like -7?
I would say if you're anywhere within maybe 6 or 7 shots going into tomorrow, because the weather's so unpredictable. Yeah. And the thing about this championship is if you could get the bad draw, an 80 is waiting for you.
Damn.
Right? So yeah, it gets real tough. Brooks Koepka looks like he'll make the cut. Colin Morikawa, Tiger and Phil and those guys, I have to get down to my double digiters. Tiger's at 14 over.
14 over?
Yeah.
So he's 21 strokes behind the leader?
Oh, no, he won't be playing on the weekend. We call that the old trunk slam.
Yeah.
Let's see where Mickelson might make the cut. Let me see.
Mickelson,
he was playing pretty good.
One of the top 100 athletes of the 21st century, according to ESPN.
Yeah, that's I think the Phil Mickelson will make the cut. He's at +5. The cut line's going to be right at 4 or 5. Looks like +5 at right now. So he'll make the cut. Other than that, that's really about it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is your golf leaderboard update brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there. We'll continue to monitor the Open Championship throughout the rest of the day. Let's get to some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
Not too much going on locally. You know, Marlins back in action today. Messy out of here.
That's our only action.
Yeah, that's essentially the only action we'll be having. Unless you're interested in betting on Jake Paul this weekend, but
is he fight? He's not fighting Tyson. He's fighting Mike Perry.
Yeah, he's fighting Mike Perry, and Mike Perry known for his bare knuckle activities right now. Which Conor McGregor recently became a part owner of that company and called out Jake Paul as well. So you know, it's always interesting to see the circus, but I definitely won't pay for it. I'll tell you what.
The thing is that. We expect talking from certain people in the fight game.
Yeah.
Right? That's just the way it is. And so we have to, you know, what part of this is for the show and what part of it is, like, we know Masvidal stand on business.
Yep.
Right? we know a guy like Poirier, he ain't gonna hardly say nothing. He gonna keep it clean and whatever. But I like, at what point do we just look at these guys as just being tough as hell, and what they saying doesn't mean anything once they get in that ring? And that's what I say about Conor McGregor. You ain't want to fight in four or five years.
I can't even remember.
Right?
He's kind of like Deshaun Watson is to you.
A little bit different. A little bit different. Because at what point in time, Conor McGregor was on top of the world.
Yeah.
Right? And so all that talk was entertaining. As he started losing, all that talk became, you know, but he's still being who he's been. The thing about Deshaun Watson is that it's been so long since he's played good football that you're kind of wondering, in the same sense, and I guess I would agree with you with this, as far as Conor, does he have it in him?
Yeah.
Right? And I, you know, it's a tough thing. Like, I love the way people think you can just take a year away or a couple of years away from something that you've been accustomed to doing every single day and just pick up where you left off. You know, that's what the problem I have with some of these injuries of these guys returning, where you're not going to play football for a year. How long is it going to take you to get acclimated? How far is it going to get you to trust your injury? How long is it going to take you to get up to speed? You know, because doing barefoot shuttle drills ain't getting you ready for that 300 plus, you know, lineman sitting across from you that's been playing football for the last year.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of things that go into coming back from an injury. It's not like a boo-boo, you out a couple of weeks. You know, so these are things that when you see players not play for a substantial amount of time, you got to just ask yourself. I'm not saying it's not going to be possible, because one of the things about Phillips is he's young, right? He's, you know, he hasn't been playing. It's not his eighth or ninth year.
Yeah, for sure. I don't even think he's, he did. I was going to say, I don't even think he's gotten that second contract yet.
No, he didn't get it yet. This is his fourth year.
Gotcha. But yeah, definitely if anyone's going to be able to bounce back, it's going to be someone who's, you know, in that same younger part of their career.
Right. And so, yeah, there's some questions. What about Chubb? He's been in the league for a minute.
Yeah, right? Definitely a little bit older. Not, you know, right. he's not too old, but definitely older than someone like Jalen Phillips. It'll probably take him a little bit longer to bounce back. And, and if I'm not mistaken, he had already had some injury history.
Right, exactly. So, you know, these are questions that, you know, you ask, just not saying that it's not possible, but things you have to consider.
Yeah.
Right? You like, even with Conor McGregor, we have to consider that we've seen the best version of Conor McGregor.
Oh, that's long gone.
Yeah, right? I mean, we have to consider that we've already seen the best of Deshaun Watson. Now, little bit different at quarterback, right? Because we've had guys not play quarterback for a while and then have this, you know, this comeback, right? I played with a guy like that. I played with Randall Cunningham, who was out of football and came back and was amazing.
Call that the Joe Flacco.
Well,
he did it first, though.
Yeah. Joe, like, yeah, the stuff like that, right? But it's that position. You're not doing that you're not leaving the game and then coming back, you know, a couple of years later at running back and then running for 1,500. You're not doing it even at wide receiver, you know, linebacker, offensive lineman. There's a lot of things. The only guy that I can think of, and you might not even know this guy, I remember he took time off and then came back, and I think they won a Super Bowl.
What?
With John Riggins.
Oh, and I have no idea.
With the Redskins.
John.
That goes to show you, I know you don't know that, because the Redskins at one point were really, really good.
John Riggins?
Mm-hmm.
They have him listed as a fullback.
Yeah, but they, like, back then. I mean, so was Zonka.
His nickname was Riggo.
I mean, you know, back then it didn't matter. Like, you had, I want to say San Francisco had two running backs that had 1,000 yards rushing, and one was a fullback. Like, just the different, it's a different time, right? Yeah. You were a running back, and everybody got, you know, damn near the same amount of carries.
Leroy, I have been keeping up with the Stanley Cup. Have you had a chance?
No, where is it?
Keep an eye. So, our boy, Matthew Tkachuk. Well, first it went to Zito. Zito was the first one to have it. Bill Zito, the man who orchestrated the entire thing. He was
the water bottle thrower.
Yeah, he was the first one to get it. He went fishing with it. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But
Lose that thing on the ocean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, though, if there's anybody who I have to forgive if they end up doing any sort of damage to him, the cup,
it's Bill Zito.
It's Bill Zito. If anyone does it, you know, it's like...
He was emotionally invested in that thing.
Yeah. Oh, he was angry, dude. He was angry. Yeah. But it was good, though, because he was a reflection of the fan base. You look at Paul Maurice, you look at the team, and they're chilling. And they're like, right. And we're thinking, are these guys taking it seriously enough? Right. And, you know, we look at Bill Zito, and he's getting...
I look great. At that as one of their attributes, one of the things that got them over the hump.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
The fact that they were able to stay level-headed regardless of how bad or how good things were going. You know? Yep. And like, yeah, it is pretty amazing that throughout the whole season, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the one thing that you can count on is Paul Maurice and that team staying level-headed.
Now, Matthew Tkachuk took the cup back to St. Louis. You can see him here at a local Italian restaurant. He stopped. He had some food. Took pictures.
Why does he look 12 on that left? The left picture.
He does look very young. You know why? Like, right. He's healthy, and he just won the cup. He's re-energized. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Usually, we see him run down at the end of the season where he's just been fighting all season.
Right.
This is him. This was on Will Manso's Twitter. Him sleeping with the cup.
You know what's funny about that?
Yeah.
You know the guy, what, Tony?
Yeah.
The cup keeper. Yeah. He's outside the room. Everything all right?
Everything good in there? Everyone all good, huh?
Everything good?
Keep your hands to yourself, right? Good?
He outside with paper towels and cleaning. Like, wait. Everything all right in there?
Y'all good? Y'all good? Everyone good?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I bet not hear nothing out there.
It would have been cool. You know what I thought would have been cool?
Yeah.
If and this is just for the purposes of, like, never happening before.
Yeah.
If the NBA championship and they would have took the Stanley Cup to the school they went together, went to school, the same school they went to together.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
That would have been, yeah, for sure. Like, they can, like, how many people can say two champions from one, you know, one school, one area?
But they can't do it because one is in Paris.
Ah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Leroy, today in the year 1941, this cartoon duo made their official debut.
Tom and Jerry. Let me tell you something about you young folks.
Oh, okay. All right.
When I was a kid, I watched the cartoons with no talking.
Yeah.
It was amused.
Yeah. That was the best, though. I do remember watching. Obviously, they weren't, like, new, but I did find myself gravitating towards old, you know, Looney Tunes.
With the music.
Yeah, man. Oh, and
you know something. Hey,
those are orchestras they put together.
When that music went down, you knew something was about to be up. Somebody was about to get hit with an anvil or something.
Yeah, although, you know.
See, Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Roadrunner.
Meep, meep.
Didn't have any talking. And then, later on in my youth, they made Tom and Jerry talk.
Yeah.
Strange. Yeah. We don't need acting.
No, it worked. It was a simple formula for quite some time. Give me some violence, and you know, let me kind of figure out what's going on. Yeah. But you know what was interesting? When my son was born, I thought, you know, hey, let me put on these old cartoons. Pretty simple, you know. It's not all just like music and, you know, high energy stuff. I had to change it immediately because all of a sudden Daffy Duck was going to war against Nazis, and I was like, "What the hell am I even? What are we even doing here? What are we even?
Where's like, the comedic humor in this?
Very dark. Yes.
Yeah.
It was a lot of murder too.
I think y'all don't. Let me see. When I was a kid, we had Speed Racer.
Ooh. Classic.
Laugh Olympics.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Gotta look it up.
With the Rottens and the, you know, it was like three teams.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Yeah, I do
see. Tom and Jerry. We had
Yogi Bear.
We had Bugs and Friends. Bugs Bunny and Friends.
Did the Laugh Olympics have everybody? It looks like it has everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I see like Scooby-Doo here. Scooby-Doo.
I watch a Scooby-Doo right now.
Scrappy-Doo
was a later addition.
Yep.
But Scooby-Doo. When they crossed over and made a real people movie?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. That, if I'm not mistaken.
Freddie Prinze was in it.
There's like a fun fact about that Scooby-Doo movie that like, I think the director or something like that went on to direct something else that's pretty crazy. But I don't know. James Gunn. There you go. James Gunn did the screenplay for it, and James Gunn went on to do Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, so his first star was Scooby-Doo. Pretty good. Pretty good indeed. When we come back, we have your latest news for Dolphins. We got your latest news.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. There's only one bit of Dolphins news I need to hear.
Yeah.
And by the sounds of it, I'm not going to hear it. Therefore, it's not Dolphins news.
That's fair. It's probably some stupid roster move that they won't even know. Somewhere at the bottom of it.
Right. Like, well, here's what's going to happen this time of year.
Yeah.
So-and-so has been put on PUP and the Dolphins have signed X.
Yeah.
That's it. Sure. That's what they do right before camp.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and then you'll hear the reporters and you'll hear all the guys who write about the Dolphins say, in 3 weeks, they have to determine whether so-and-so will be ready by the start of the season or within the first 6 weeks. Otherwise, they'll leave him on PUP. If they bring him back, then somebody's going to get cut. Yeah. That's it.
Well, look, when there's no Dolphins news, when there's no Heat news, when there's no Marlins news.
It's news.
What do you do then, Leroy? You play more games.
Oh.
You play more games. We got the silly sauce. We got trivia. We got tickets to give away. Stick around. We got much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Best wish for drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round.
It's my girl. Welcome back to the Toby and Leroy Show live.
You take some time away.
Yeah. When you hear that song come in, just know I'm about to take some time off.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Toby and Leroy Show live here. Tobin is out. He will be back next week live from Indianapolis. For Big Ten Media Day festivities they got going on over there. Leroy holding things down with your boy, Figgy in the background, yelling Channel 3 as usual. I know. Every day. Like, I know. I do this every on purpose.
Day.
I know. Like,
every day.
Clean
every
feed,
day.
Please. Channel 3. I know. All these things happen on purpose.
Not, hi, how you guys doing? Good morning.
Nope.
Right. Wow. Now she's getting aggressive.
Yeah, can't fight me if you're not here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, the fight start at 10.
Oh, yeah.
The fight start at 10.
I'm out by noon.
That means ain't going to be no fight.
When we last left, I had mentioned we had Dolphins news. Leroy right. quickly corrected and said, "No, we don't." And he was right. No, he was definitely right.
So, did somebody get put on PUP?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the normal suspects, as you would think, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, right. and some players you don't know and won't ever know, to be honest.
Well, just keep in mind, this is a way for teams to have. Like, you say if your roster is 80,
yeah,
right, you're going to have 90-something guys practicing early in camp because your PUP guys, your injury guys, you're going to be able to bring other guys in. So it's going to look like a lot more than what the roster calls for. And that's just a way of, maybe you want to get a look at a guy, right? You know for sure that Phillips ain't going to be ready for week one.
No, for sure. Right? For sure.
So you just put him on. Now, where it gets tricky, and I'm going to say this again, before the season starts, right, if a guy's on PUP for the first week, he has to sit out 6 weeks. So if Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips are on PUP week one, that means that they cannot be put on the roster until week six. So that'll be an indication of where they are, right? If they are on the regular roster, then there may be signs that they might be able to return before week six.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know that. So now, before I didn't care about the PUP list because I had no idea what the hell it even meant. But now I know to watch it for week one because, like you said, if Phillips
it'll
is
be
there,
an indication. It'll be an indication of now. And these rules change. So
yeah.
I'm just going by the rules that I am familiar with in recent history.
It sounds right, though. I'm not even going to question it.
Right. So that's – don't worry about now.
Yeah.
Putting somebody on PUP when training camp starts is just a tool, tactic.
And it's still the same, by the way. You're right on that. Players on PUP are excluded from practicing and playing during the first 6 weeks of the regular season.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Right. You know, so, they've been more reluctant to give Bradley Chubb's like timeline or updates on how he's returning. So I'm assuming he's probably going to start the season off at PUP.
Or maybe he's just not here.
Wow.
See, that stuff, Jalen Phillips is here.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
It doesn't mean he's not getting his work in.
Yeah.
It just means that he may not be here. And that's why you see more film. But again, watching the guy work out barefoot, think about this.
Yeah.
When you see a guy working out, when you see a guy rehabbing, right? Think about what it takes to play football and how far he is away from that.
Yeah.
Don't just look at it, oh, look, he's doing this, he's doing that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been, what, 8 months?
Since Bradley Chubb's injury or Jalen
Phillips? No, since Jalen Phillips.
No, hasn't been 8 months.
10 months.
It was Black Friday.
So the end of November.
Yep.
Right? You're talking about 8 or 9 months.
Yep.
And he still can't really work out in shoes.
You don't know that.
Cutting and stuff.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. Based on the barefoot drill.
Yep.
And the barefoot, you do it barefoot so you don't have all that traction.
Hmm.
Right? Like, come on, man. Look, I spend a lot of time rehabbing stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I wouldn't have noticed that. I would have been like, he looks good to me.
Right. You just see him moving. You don't realize that, why is he barefoot? He's barefoot because the cleats give you grip. You don't want to tweak. You don't want to put any undue pressure on that Achilles just yet. You're not there yet.
Yeah.
And so that's how you have to, and running a straight line. Yeah, he's running, but, you know, it's just a straight line and he's not exploding into run. He's just kind of, you know, gradually getting into it. So, you know, there's a couple of signs where you'll get an idea of how close he is. Here's one. If you see him getting in a three-point stance, that's probably one of the last steps because that's the position that requires the most explosion and weight load on that Achilles.
Mm.
So if he's doing everything standing up, that means he's not ready to explode off of that thing yet.
Right.
You see what I mean?
If he's doing that
same shuttle drill in cleats.
Yeah.
Right?
Now these are all things that I can watch now you know, you look at these.
But that's what I watch with a lot of injuries. There's steps to it.
Yeah.
Right? There's steps to it. But keep in mind, you seen him run in a straight line and that was 9 months after injury. So like to say, he's back.
He was moving on that ladder drill though.
Yeah.
He was moving.
Yeah, without shoes.
Okay. Yes, fine. Granted, without you.
That's a big step, dude.
But
that's not a small step.
What I like, though.
Yes, 9 months.
Yeah.
And that, look, 9 months and he could do shuttle drill barefoot.
I mean, 4 months ago, he couldn't walk.
He got a ways to go.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Because especially with him, you got to be more careful. There's a number of things why you have to be extra careful. One, he's in his fourth year. So now you're going to have to decide whether to pay him. Right?
Yep.
So you want to make sure he's healthy before you even invest that type of money in him.
Hmm.
Right? Two, you need him. So it does no good for him to come back at 50 or 60 or 70% and be in and out of the lineup for the rest of the year. You see? So you guys just have to pay attention. Pay attention. You'll figure out. You can see certain things. Not soon as somebody do something athletic, go, he's back. No, relax, man. Relax.
I'm going to go ahead and take all these points and pretend they're mine when I talk to other people. It's going to be great.
And you're going to take all those points and then when Toby get back and say, he's back, baby.
He's back. when we come back, Leroy, you know, like I mentioned all week, it is a list season now that sports has slowed down.
I didn't even see the list.
Yeah.
I got a text from one of my boys.
Yep.
He said, ESPN just came out with a top 100.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, what
are we doing here?
What are we, like, I can't. Listen, everybody has a biased opinion.
Yep.
It's biased. We know that. But even if you don't like a guy, or even if you have issues with a guy, the numbers are the numbers in certain situations, right? Yep. Like, this isn't, Tua didn't have numbers on a team that was 3-14, right? Up until the end, Tua had numbers on a team that was competing for a division and a high seed.
Yep.
And so, like, the fact that they didn't end up there.
They were talking Super Bowl.
Right, exactly. And so to all of a sudden, right, go, he ain't the guy. He ain't, like, you change your mind that quick? Right? Like, I hate when football people are so quick to dismiss a player on a team sport. Right? For the same thing, reasons why they say, oh, the Jets are going to be a contender after not watching Aaron Rodgers play football for a whole year at 40.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody saying that, they dismiss Tua, who actually put numbers up. It's just crazy to me.
Yep. Like I said, these lists, they're coming out, and we've seen it. They disrespect our team often. But a Miami Dolphin has snuck into this Bleacher Report list that ranks the NFL's top 25 players under the age of 25. We got more on that list and a much more show when we come back.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. A fun Friday on the schedule.
I was watching something on YouTube or something like that.
Yeah.
Eminem said he would never get into that beef with Drake because he got nothing but love for Drake.
I've been seeing, we played the Steph Curry video yesterday of him hating that song. And Lil Wayne recently was spotted in a club. Rocking an OVO chain and saying they not like us, talking about Kendrick or something like that. Long story short, there's been more people coming to Drake's defense or like picking.
But I don't. The thing is that Drake don't need nobody's defense. He put himself out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, the problem is he didn't fully commit. That's my thing. Like, you went in there, you pulled out the gun. And then you never shot it. And it's like,
but that's, he should have just never went out there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody,
I mean,
was,
they went after him, to be honest. They would. He was vibing, and then all of a sudden, Kendrick was like, big three, it's just big me. And then J. Cole was like, I don't like that. But then he's like, but I love you, Kendrick, and I love you so much. And he went like a baby. I'll never have respect for J. Cole again.
I just think that, like, we all, sometimes you get to a point where you think you're untouchable.
Yes, right? this was a definite.
Say whatever. And this was one of those situations where Drake kind of went out there like he could say whatever because he got the support of everybody.
Yep.
And then he got a little clap back. And now, you know, everybody's like, oh, coming to defense of Drake. No, you don't have to. He made a terrible assumption. He assumed he could say whatever and everybody was just going to back him, and then somebody snapped back at him, and now, like, they ain't like us.
What I didn't like is that I felt like, you know, we're at the basketball court and this guy's talking trash and then this guy's talking trash. And then, you know, at the end of the day, Drake, you know, Kendrick put up a good shot, put up a good basket, and then Drake took his ball and went home.
Right.
And it's like, what are we doing here? I thought you wanted to play. I thought we were hooping here.
Here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. They were fighting.
Yep.
Right? And then Kendrick Lamar kicked them in the junk.
Yep.
Right? Because, you know, some of the things that was being said about Drake's personal life, I would say if there, you know, people know that stuff, you probably shouldn't go after folks.
I mean,
so your private stuff could stay private.
it's a fight,
but
bro,
if you get personal, if you get personal,
yeah,
and then somebody throw all your business out there, you see what I'm saying?
I mean, I 100% agree. Where like they were fighting, and then Kendrick was like, "All right, I'm about to, you know, I'm about to hit you with a low blow." But like, if someone hits you with a low blow, are you gonna be like, "Hey, I'm going home now"? Or are we, okay, so I guess this is the type of fight we're doing. I was watching, actually, and you know what? This is actually to come to the defense of Mike Tyson. Everyone sees the Mike Tyson ear-biting of Evander Holyfield and is like, how could someone resort to doing such a crazy thing? And he's a crazy man. I can't believe he did that. I'm not excusing it whatsoever. But I recently saw footage of that fight, and prior to it happening, there were 2 headbutts and 3 low blows.
Well, that's just the, when you see that, that's just the clash of styles.
Yeah.
Because Evander fights close. You want to get close to Tyson.
And I don't think he was purposely being dirty.
And Evander has been a headbutter his whole career because he leads with his head almost, right? Yeah. So it wasn't I'm purposely trying to headbutt you. It's just a clash of styles. Now, it's annoying.
For sure,
right? It's like when a righty fights a southpaw, it's annoying because it looks clumsy, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But you know that's kind of the nature of the fight game. But Tyson is, you know, like, yeah, come on, dude, right?
Probably shouldn't have bit his ear for sure. Probably shouldn't have bit his ear off. But
right, but I mean, but there's a difference in biting. He was
He really. He really went for it, to say the least, which is what Drake should have did. He should have went for it, dude.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. If the dude you talking trash about don't have business out there that you do, then you got to be careful with how you go after somebody, knowing that your closet is a lot fuller than his. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. And,
if you don't consider that, you just go full steam ahead, and then it gets revealed or your closet get opened up.
Yeah.
Not what you do, because you can't go back at him. There ain't nothing you can go back at him about. It's gonna match some of the stuff he didn't expose to you.
I think you go like, for example, if I'm in a fight and I know the guy is gonna kick my ass, I'm gonna give him a shot before I go, though. Like, if I'm Drake, I'm looking at Kendrick.
There's nothing that Drake could come back with.
Yeah.
Right? That'll match some of the things that have been exposed by him.
Leroy. These are all mudslinging tactics by both sides.
Okay, but guess what?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody, you hear anybody say, oh, that's too much. That ain't right.
Nah, because everyone likes to see the downfall. Everyone loves.
But I'm just saying, even people that support Drake.
Yeah. Well, that's the crazy thing about this. Every single one of these people were all Drake this, Drake that. You know, he's on my song, number one hit. As soon as things got real, it was like, all right, I'm going to let you deal with this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, because nobody don't want to be caught up in that.
Seeing that
that's his closet. Though.
But now if you see the people who are coming to the defense, we're talking about the Waynes, the Eminems.
Well, I would say this. Here's the deal. People like Lil Wayne and Eminem don't never have no beef with nobody.
Yeah.
So they could defend everybody, right? Eminem could defend everybody because he don't never, if he have something to say, he'll say it. But before he say it, he going to say what you would say about him first.
Yeah.
Right?
Nah,
so you ain't got no comeback. He done already exposed it.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone has successfully beefed with Wayne either. I don't recall.
Because he don't beef with nobody.
I mean, he's a GOAT. Wayne is a GOAT, to be
honest. Right, but he don't beef with nobody, right? Yeah. He just out there making music with everybody. It don't matter. And so he can come in and say, you know, he can defend whoever, right? Yeah. Because he ain't got no, like, yeah. You know, but I think, like, between Eminem and Lil Wayne,
yeah,
they appreciate the work that maybe they did with Drake. I don't know, or the situations they've had with Drake. So they not going to pile on. And that's basically what that is.
Drake is a gatekeeper and was a gatekeeper. For success, if you wanted success over the past 15 years, you called Drake. Ain't nobody calling Kendrick to bring me to success.
Right.
They need a dope verse. They need something creative. You call Kendrick for sure.
Right.
He did that Black Panther. Oh, is that your back scratcher right now? He just pulled out the extendo back scratcher.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now.
What's going on?
I don't know what it is, but uh-oh. I had to get it. I had to get it. Okay. That's a screwdriver.
Screwdriver, Leroy. Yeah,
dude, you know you got that itch you can't reach. I got these little arms. I can't reach it. Oh, damn it. It was annoying as hell.
I'm like a bear.
I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, no. I had a backup plan, but this is...
Oh, Leroy, what are we doing there, man?
Severe lacerations.
All right, when we come back in hour two, I got two things for you, Leroy. We're going to continue that list that I was telling you before, NFL's top 25 players under the age of 25. And also, I want your opinion on who you think is favored, according to Bet Online, to be the first NFL head coach fired this season. We got that and more in hour two of the Tobin and Leroy Show.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. A fun Friday on the schedule.
I was watching something on YouTube or something like that.
Yeah.
That Eminem said he would never get into that beef with Drake because he got nothing but love for Drake.
I've been seeing. We played the Steph Curry video yesterday of him hating that song. And Lil Wayne recently was spotted in a club rocking an OVO chain and saying they not like us, talking about Kendrick or something like that. Long story short, there's been more people coming to Drake's defense or like picking.
But I don't. The thing is that Drake don't need nobody's defense. He put himself out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, the problem is he didn't fully commit. That's my thing. Like, you went in there, you pulled out the gun, and then you never shot it. And it's like,
but that's, he should have just never went out there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody.
I mean, they went after him. To be honest, they would. He was vibing, and then all of a sudden, Kendrick was like, "Big three, it's just Big Me." And then J. Cole was like, "I don't like that." But then he's like, right. "Oh, but I love you, Kendrick, and I love you so much." And he went like a baby. We like, I'll never have respect for J. Cole again.
I just think that, like, we all. Sometimes you get to a point where you think you're untouchable.
Yes, right? this was a definite.
Say whatever. And this was one of those situations where Drake kind of went out there like he could say whatever because he got the support of everybody.
Yep.
And then he got a little clap back. And now, you know, everybody's like, oh, coming to defense of Drake. No, you don't have to. He made a terrible assumption. He assumed he could say whatever and everybody was just going to back him. And then somebody snapped back at him. And now... like, they ain't like us.
What I didn't like is that I felt like, you know, we're at the basketball court and this guy's talking trash and then this guy's talking trash. And then, you know, at the end of the day, Drake, you know, Kendrick put up a good shot, put up a good basket, and then Drake took his ball and went home.
Right.
And it's like, what are we doing here? I thought you wanted to play. I thought we were hooping here.
Here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. They were fighting, right? And then Kendrick Lamar kicked him in the junk.
Yep.
Right? Because, you know, some of the things that was being said about Drake's personal life, I would say if there, you know, people know that stuff, you probably shouldn't go after folks.
I mean, if
so it's... So your private stuff could stay private.
If it's a fight,
but
bro,
if you get personal...
Yeah,
and then somebody throw all your business out there. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I 100% agree. Where like they were fighting, and then Kendrick was like, "All right, I'm about to hit you with a low blow." But like, if someone hits you with a low blow, are you gonna be like, "Hey, I'm going home now," or are we okay? So I guess this is the type of fight we're doing. I was watching actually, and you know what? This is actually to come to the defense of Mike Tyson. Everyone sees the Mike Tyson ear biting of Evander Holyfield and is like, how could someone resort to doing such a crazy thing? And he's a crazy man. I can't believe he did that. I'm not excusing it whatsoever. But I recently saw footage of that fight, and prior to it happening, there were two headbutts and three low blows.
Well, when you see that, that's just the clash of styles.
Yeah.
Because Evander fights close. You want to get close to Tyson.
And I don't think he was purposely being dirty.
And Evander has been a headbutter his whole career because he leads with his head almost, right? Yeah. So it wasn't I'm purposely trying to headbutt you. It's just a clash of styles. Now, it's annoying.
For sure.
Right?
When a
righty fights a southpaw, it's annoying because it looks clumsy and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But... you know, that's kind of the nature of the fight game. But Tyson is, you know, like, yeah, come on, dude. Right?
Probably shouldn't have bit his ear, for sure. Probably shouldn't have bit his ear off. But
right. But there's a difference in biting and biting. He was
he really went for it, to say the least.
Right.
Which is what Drake should have did. He should have went for it, dude.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. If the dude you talking trash about don't have business out there that you do, then you got to be careful with how you go after somebody knowing that your closet is a lot fuller than his. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. And,
if you don't consider that, you just go full steam ahead and then it gets revealed or your closet get opened up.
Yeah.
Not what you do, because you can't go back at him. There ain't nothing you can go back at him about. It's going to match some of the stuff he didn't expose to you.
I think you go, like, for example, if I'm in a fight and I know the guy is going to kick my ass, I'm going to give him a shot before I go, though. Like, if I'm Drake, I'm looking at Kendrick.
There's nothing that Drake could come back with.
Yeah.
Right? That'll match some of the things that have been exposed by him.
Leroy. These are all mudslinging tactics by both sides.
Okay, but guess what?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody, you hear anybody say, oh, that's too much. That ain't right.
Nah, because everyone likes to see the downfall. Everyone loves.
No, but I'm just saying, even people that support Drake.
Yeah. Well, that's the crazy thing about this. Every single one of these people were all Drake this, Drake that. You know, he's on my song, number one hit. As soon as things got real, it was like, all right, I'm going to let you deal with this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, because nobody don't want to be caught up in that.
Seeing that
that's
song,
his closet.
Though. But now if you see the people who are coming to the defense, we're talking about the Waynes, the Eminems.
Well, I would say this. Here's the deal. People like Lil Wayne and Eminem don't never have no beef with nobody.
Yeah.
So they could defend everybody, right? Eminem could defend everybody because he don't never, if he have something to say, he'll say it. But before he say it, he going to say what you would say about him first.
Yeah.
Right?
Nah,
so you ain't got no comeback. He done already exposed it.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone has successfully beefed with Wayne either. I don't recall.
Because he don't beef with nobody.
I mean, he's a GOAT. Wayne is a GOAT, to be
honest.
Right,
but he don't beef with nobody, right? Yeah. He just out there making music with everybody. It don't matter. And so he can come in and say, you know, he can defend whoever, right? Yeah. Because he ain't got no, like, yeah. You know, but I think, like, between Eminem and Lil Wayne,
yeah,
they appreciate the work that maybe they did with Drake. I don't know, or the situations they've had with Drake. So they not going to pile on. And that's basically what that is.
Drake is a gatekeeper and was a gatekeeper. For success, if you wanted success over the past 15 years, you called Drake. Ain't nobody calling Kendrick to bring me to success.
Right.
They need a dope verse. They need something creative. You call Kendrick for sure.
Right.
He did that Black Panther. Oh, is that your back scratcher right now? He just pulled out your extendo back scratcher.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you right now.
What's going on?
I don't know what it is, but uh-oh. I had to get it. Okay. That's a screwdriver.
Screwdriver, Leroy. Yeah,
dude, you know you got that itch you can't reach. I got these little arms, man. I can't reach it.
Oh, damn it.
It was annoying as hell.
I'm like a bear.
I'm looking around, I'm like, oh no. I had a backup plan, but this is
Leroy, what are we doing there, man?
Severe lacerations.
All right, when we come back in hour two, I got two things for you, Leroy. We're going to continue that list that I was telling you before, NFL's top 25 players under the age of 25. And also, I want your opinion on who you think is favored, according to Bet Online, to be the first NFL head coach fired this season. We got that and more in hour two of the Tobin and Leroy Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.